in the Afikamayim, from Moshe Shapiro. It's a shtickle that, like all the shtickles there, there's a Hemshel before, Hemshel after, but really, I mean, the piece stands on its own and so on. Basically, I'll be marked in one thing that I was saying before, which is an important piece over here. When you talk about the Rambam's question of being mechadish something in the Torah, so there are really two things that one is chadish. One is mitzvahs of chiyuvim, mitzvahs hayoyim, chiyuv mikra megillah, and so on. A second thing that was in this chadish was a new sefer. The sefer did not belong anymore in Kis HaKadosh. There were no Kis HaKadosh was to end. There wasn't supposed to be a fourth time when Mekiyas HaMolek would be mentioned, and there was a chiddush in that also. So Ramesh speaks about the piece before about the chiddush of both of these nekudas, and now he's going to focus on one nekuda here. Okay, this is Purim Inyan Hei and Milas Kis HaKadosh Megillah Esther. Hemshech Liyan Dalet. I'm sorry, it's a drop chopped off, but it's good enough. Hine Isa b'Maral b'Kam Koymois. The Madahoda Kiblu Bimecha Shveiris, Umikoyach Zeshin it Vasil Mitzvah Hadosha, Vachreach Shemunach was a Kabbalah Kolatera Kula. The Efshel Kabbal Mitzvah Hadosha, the Kabbalah Kolatera, with Zorbia Bekavanesvara. So Maral makes the following point. The Maral says that this Hoda Kibluha, that there was a new Chiddush, was because there was a new mitzvah. And a Tosefis of a new mitzvah is mechayev, a new Kabbalah on the entire Torah, which just seems to be extremely difficult to understand. I mean, tachlis, let's say you make a contract and you want to add an addendum to it, so the two parties have to agree on the addendum and sign off on it. Was there a reason why you have to redo the entire contract if both agree to it? So yes, you need yet another mitzvah. They needed a Kabbalist mitzvah. Why would you need that? By the way, Rav Hutton would say a lot of times, you find it strange, it's a puzzling thing the Gemara says, le'nishna dova zeh el b'shvil mashin es chadish boy. Like there was, many times a parsha is repeated, but it's repeated because there's a chiddush there. So what's the pshat in that? So Rav Hutton would say, the chiddush obviously gives me a different perspective on the entire parasha. The Torah is making a point, look at it with this lens, and look at it through this lens, and it's a very different parasha. That's the way Rav Hutton would say it. But it sounds like it, and he's going to explain it in a way that's relevant only in this case. V'inya b'zinire, dehine nizbaya mashem mosher modor al Torah shemisinai, v'ore kiblu mechashveros, the mehalach apnimi bazehu she'achrei achurban botla harosak evertech abriya v'cholom matzav shel hesteponim v'tzuras ha'teirat oz ha'yseter shel bili ponim u'behemshach l'mayim en ha'mekudish u'mesiris ha'medor ha'ysa de'pach ha'gavna shuv en l'mchibur u'bris im ha'kodesh baruch hu. So he says like this. He explains that, and this is what he explained before, the Mesiris Moedah means as follows. You know, Pashas, you learned that the first Kabbalah wasn't good, and now they made a good Kabbalah, which is very hard to understand how or what or why. And Moshe explains it like this. Imagine you make a contract with somebody for something, and the context changes totally. So obviously, you're going to have to rewrite it. It's no longer the circumstances, the basic circumstances that were in effect then are not in effect now. So if the Torah was given in Har Sinai related to a certain tzura of the Bria, when the Bria changes dramatically, that no longer is in effect automatically. So the major change was the interface between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. Until the Chsima of Kisvei HaKadosh, until the end of Bayis Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manifest in the Bria. At one level or another, Nisim, Nevi'im, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim V'Tumim. The world was a world that had Ribbono Shel'Olam in it, and it was to some degree evident. So Torah was given as a framework for the relationship with the God that's here. But if God, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks out, then that framework is no longer seems to make sense. It's like, imagine somebody gets married, it's based on the condition, and then one side says, well, they're going to live in New Zealand, and that's that. So the context of that contract is not valid anymore. So the moda was not simple, was not that it was wrong the first time, but the first time was given where the Kailas and Baraka means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was imminent. The relationship was in the context of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's reasonably visible in the Bria, that in some degree is tangible. That's it. That framework is out. So now we need a different framework for it. Hester. Okay. Yeah. So he says like this. The what they reconfirmed was that be'etzem, the same framework exists. Lamashal, let's give an example. Imagine somebody sees, and he's a person who's, you know, has a sight, and he has a sense of everything, and so on. Rahman al-Itzlan, he loses his sight. So it takes a while, but then he begins to realize that be'etzem, all the pieces that were there when he saw exist when he doesn't see. It's dark inside, but things are still there. Like a little kid, you know, wonders if everything disappeared and it got dark, and then he feels his way around and sees it. The second madura of Torah was that a world that does not have a Ribbono Shel'Olam that's visible still has that structure that allows for that framework. Ratzuloima shabriya tetzor matoira v'chol prat katan shabibriya hu pol yoytze matoira shishrasha. Ela de'ein on the roim or a toira b'toicha nivroi matzon kim she'efrodim shoshma elya. So the concept of istagwa isobar alma means that the world is really simply an embodiment of principles of Torah, not always visible, ach lif'omim izgala b'briya maisim v'sipurim should be soidem shayrium haza or becholzois psychobahu haoras shoshem elyon achal elo haovdus kala gankin shem torvipoil. So he says like this. The Stagweiser Alma translates it as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. Even under the best of circumstances, the world runs naturally. But every so often, a story happens where it's an Hashem story. And all of the events of Torah, what is, if we ask ourselves, the collection of stories in the Torah, what are they? They're certainly not history. You put together 2,000 years of history in one sefer, that's not history. So what are all those stories? The stories in the Torah are the stories of Hashem in our world. This is when he told people what to do. This is what happens when they listened. This is what they didn't listen. Torah is the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And he says, Ubifrat Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shaleh Kosar Ramban Shehi Sheirish L'Roid Mitzvah HaTorah, De Uvdezu Nisgala L'Mati Mizgala Shal Torah, V'chein Yesh L'Hom Teichel Sifrit Nevi'im, shenikvu l'doros kol nevuos ha'elo imalas yisakodesh mishum shenizgalo dibur el ba'alma ima'ara shel Torah. A Navi comes along, the words of the Navi are koi omar Hashem. Like, it's an interruption in this world. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Divrei Nevi'im are that. So Torah and Nevi'im are the events where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigolui in this world. V'hine kol ze ha'yitochin machma shan hogu tachtoim ho'yisi b'yachas z'gilu ponim ba'olam. So he said, so long as this world was running in the framework of a gilui, there were stories where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. There were stories where HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved pieces and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away. Split the sea, brought the man. All of these things were stories. There was what to record that you could say these are Hashem stories. But So he says, the Megillah is the first Sefer that has no Hashem story in it. The story is a story about Persia and a feast and a this and a that and everything. No Malachim, go back to Daniel. The Malach, yeah, Daniel is full of Malachim. The Malach comes at night and tells, you know, Belshazzar that, you know, the hand writes on the wall, he meets the Malach. You're meeting Malachim, you're saying over Dvar Mashem Hashem. That's what's happening. This is a first Sefer. It's a story that does not have Hashem in any way as one of the characters. So it's Be'etzem not Shayach to Torah, the way Torah was until now. And he says, "V'cholsiba megillah be'etzem gilu shel tevo mikra." So the words of Torah are describing events, physical events. V'gam Mordechai omes kol asher karohu l'shem mikra. The term gilu nesa is called be'emes gilu shel tevo mikra. Yes, v'imkein b'yisoidel shecha klal kisvak kodesh. That's why Sefer Esther be'etzem is not shecha kisvak kodesh. The etzem ha'uvda mufkas me'oras Torah. So Tachlis, he says, Megillah is something which is a whole new Metzius of Torah we didn't have before. Omnom kan munach oimek achidesh tohore kibluo sha'av shan hoga isa behest upon him. The my timeless and nearest toich hamaisa gilis tak baizur alma mikol mukom nizgala shakol hoy bedikto kashkocha leir mikrom vaidim al sheyasiach zekulu lemahalak shol gilu mikiyas hamolik. So he says this was a gilu, and let's maybe talk about it a minute a little more about what he said over here. The change that happens from the first form to this sefer is as follows. Take Chumash Mois. So every pasuk is a gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every pasuk is mentions Hashem's name, or some Hashem did, or only Hashem could do it, and things of that nature. Megillah doesn't talk about that. But it's only from the klolius of the Megillah that all of a sudden you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the one hand, it's much more behester. Let's take a mushel. Let's take a mushel that we can sort of picture it. Imagine you're investigating a crime scene. So if you have like a Sherlock Holmes type of person, he finds this thread, the other thread. So this, the person would be this, you find DNA, this, that, the other thing. Fine. So each piece that you find is a piece of the crime. It has an address, you know, how would such and such a thread get here? How would such and such a DNA get here? And that's one way of discovering. There's another way where a person sits back and says, who could have gained from this? What events were leading up to this? And you know, look at the big picture and ask yourself, what happened here? So I don't get it from the pratim, but I get it from the klal kulam. So it's, and that's why Megillah has to be read in its entirety. It's something which it's the tziruf of it together that is moiled it. So hester panim does not allow for any particular nekuda, but Akash Baruch is mizgala from the entirety. Let's go to teva. Any one science can explain any one phenomena, any two phenomena. But when you look at the whole picture, let's take it the human body. And when you go down to the minutest, so you zero in on the smallest reactions. So you have something combining with something and making something else. But this happens in billions of different pieces. Every cell has billions of activities, and every tissue has many cells, and every organ is composed of different tissues, and the whole body is composed of different organs. And from the whatever you could have answered for the prat, the klal itself, it doesn't. You see it from the klal rather from the prat. Umemelo Yeshayach, he says, that la sipa tivi guf is gashing is kodesh. Is the first time that on a story, it's chal is chal kshem kizik kodesh. So Yitzias Mitzrayim has specific Giluyim, and that's why it's called Torah. So the second part of it is this piece over here of having Torah come from the world of Teva, and it's a whole different type of Torah. I'm writing down the physical events, and I'm at the Herring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's v'zeh nira levay ba'omer kavanas ha'maral. He wants to explain the Maral like this, that kibush netvasev mitzvah yodom mimena demunach ba kabbalah kol ha'Torah kulo. So he's trying to explain a little bit different than it sounds in the Maral, that it's not because they had another mitzvah. It was because of the nature of the mitzvah they were mekabel. They needed to have an entirely different Kabbalah on all of Torah. Because now Kabbalah on Torah would mean events that function within the 100% within the realm of Teva, as far as the details go, mitzad the klal, this is what comes out.
So why is the Haisafa necessary?
What?
Why is the Haisafa necessary?
The Haisafa was what happened. The Haisafa was through this mitzvah, it triggered. What he's saying is this mitzvah triggered not only this mitzvah, it triggered everything. It triggered a whole new deher. The mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah and the Sefer, that's a piece that is madgish, is something that is going to give us a very different perspective on the entirety of Torah, not only on particular events. You know, it's to the her Megillah's Esther as Torah requires a reconfiguration of what Torah means. Torah is stories of Hashem, and Torah is stories of nature that are stories of Hashem.
So some of the stuff that Rothberger said.
Yes, yeah. In other words, it's not the way he's saying it. In this particular case, Megillah's Esther is it's a type of mitzvah that and it's safer. He's madgish in the other part. He speaks more where he thinks the Rambam Shaila on how could it be Moisiv is more on the safer rather than anything else. Let's skip down. So Chanukah was later. So it was already there was no safer first of all, and Chazal are madgish that This is nitli kosif, it's not nitli kosif. There's that hadgosh in Chazal. And that's why he in this piece before, he this is where he put his this hadgosh on it.
So is the sefer that's requiring a kabbal but not the mitzvah?
Yes, the ikar was the sefer would require a new hadar kibluah. That the sefer of a sefer. That's the way he points it out in the Rambam before.
Where do you see Hashem and Rus?
Huh?
Where do you see Hashem and Rus?
So the question is, what is Rus? Rus lechura is the a precursor for David HaMelech. You know, it's the sefer of David HaMelech, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what Chazal say. It's the covenant of David. So it's part of David. David is Kol Kulay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. But that's not part. Correct. Interesting. We do learn the halacha of greeting people with Shem Hashem, but it's certainly not the Ikar Megillah. I don't think anyone would think that that's. But Rus is part of David's story. This is a whole new piece.
We're bringing about Mashiach.
Correct, but I'm saying the story itself clicks it as part. Let's see, let's skip down. Ach Megillas Esther. Ach Megillas Esther, he me'endelos ed lovei. V'lekach eina sidali batal. So he says before that he brings the Chazal. I should have skipped it. The Chazal says all the Torah should be adenu hevel hu kineged osher shel Mashiach. The v'akavana b'zeh in the middle paragraph, in the middle is hakavana b'zeh the lasid lovoin tiskayim mikra shekosuv oz efech al amim sofa brua liko kulam b'shem Hashem the hainu kimoy bipurim niskala v'nafechu u mikra tevis tibis tishafech la'or shal teira hare kimoy kin lasid lovoin kol prat u prat shebimesh v'yisoli nishapel l'chefza shal teira v'oz yisroel le'in koil ha'istakul b'arayis tech o'ilam gufa. He says the change, ubekrok siv v'ro kol bosa yachta pi Hashem diber, v'tzaloyma she tochol ha'oros dibur toyer b'tach kol uv de ma'isa b'iltashim pir nasherish. The change, the radical change that will happen lasid lovei to now is that now Hakadosh Baruch Hu is apparent to the world at least only in intervention. There's a natural world. And wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu intervenes, that's where you see it. Lasid Lovoi, in all of the natural steps of the world, is where you're going to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's talk about this a minute. The Umas Ha'olam, or Umas Ha'olam, their Metzias belongs to the physical world. They can, if Hashem is Megala himself, so they're forced to believe it, but it doesn't last long because that's not their Metzias. They don't live at Har Sinai. So yes, they tremble and nivalu nechpazu, but tachlis, they live in a natural world. Until the day comes when the natural world itself will be Torah, they're not going to see it. They're not going to understand it because that's not the world. That's, you know, Hashem is something beyond. The oz efoich al am esofa brura liker kula b'shem Hashem means the kriya b'shem Hashem is going to be from the world of teva. Let's take another example. Let's go to flesh these things out.
What's special about the Torah?
I'm sorry.
All Metzias is ultimately going to be a reflection of.
But the Metzias that seemed to have come, if you take out a history book, good history shows you how events didn't happen random, but they were naturally developing. A good history book goes like this. As they were colonizing here, more and more pressure was building up there. There was that, you try to show how it's a natural buildup. To understand that whole chain of events is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam caused, that all of those pieces are coming along in a way that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, that's a chiddush. You know, it's to take a look at history and to understand it as natural cause and effect, and then understand that all of these are pieces that were put into place to play out that way, that's the gilui we're talking about. So we see it in nature, the same way that whatever in the science, understanding where all the pieces were leading to and going to. That is the mahalak of the Gilu Asilavai. And he says, that's, by the way, when it says in Chazal, Ein Bein Moisem Mashiach, the Rambam passage, like Shmuel, that Ein Moisem Mashiach, you know, El Shibel Machis Bolvad, and everything is Olam Kimin Hogei Holech, it's not a second-rate Mashiach. You know, it's like everyone says, well, you know, Chaval, like, we'd like Nisim Neflos, Olam Kimin Hogei Holech is like the consolation Mashiach. You know, it's like, it's the other way around. Olam Kimin Hogei Holech means the world is going someplace. The understanding of where things were being brought to. I want to tell you, just like Gosha, that people tell you Hashkacha Prata stories. So people are awed by how somebody showed up at the right minute, the wrong minute, and you know, something like a nace type of thing. Well, listen, it's definitely something nice. But when a person reflects on a life and he watches how 120 years of life moved and got and sort of when all those pieces, and there's nothing unnatural about it, but it's still the person feels hashkacha in that. That's when you have that type of hashkacha, not the unnatural, the unusual, the extraordinary. What? Yeah, yeah. But to see it step after step after step, and a person says, you know, I mean, it's something's been going someplace. You know, it's been moving somewhere, and a person understands it. Megillus Esti me ain't lost a love. Rabbi Yaakov once told my brother, I wasn't so too much care. Rabbi Yaakov was close to my family, and I left Israel right away out of high school. So I never had a chance. My brother was longer, so he had a chance. So Rabbi Yaakov told my brother once that, you know, he was a rov in a small town at Tzitiv Yan, and he said, you know, the debts were piling up and you know, just got impossible. He tried out to Rabbanis of Vilkamir. My father went to lobby for him. Unfortunately, he was beaten out by Lifshitz. Pina Lifshitz's great grandfather was a grandson of the Yaakov. He was a fiery speaker. He said he went to town and they on the spot, after he finished talking, they signed the contract with Zosmanovich, the son-in-law of Rabbi Shmuel Epstein. And Rabbi Yaakov said it was one of his most difficult days in his life. And his only choice was to go to Toronto and leave the family, b'chula. He survived, the family survived, he rebuilt America, and unfortunately he was a Kaddish Zosmanovich and didn't stay there. But you understand it 10 years down the line, 50 years, it's not, you know, it's a hisgalgalos. It's not, understanding the God of Teva is, Ach Megillus Esti mi ein de losed lovei, v'lekach ein asida lebotel. And that's why it's ein asida lebotel, because it's the nature of its Torah belongs to losed lovei. Da hode kiblu de poor megala kabalos Torah gam ala tivius. V'rak losed lovei yushlam gilu purim, okay, let's see the first paragraph on Kuf Nun Gimel. V'hine Isa b'Gemara. It says if Shmuel Amrini Pasach La Pischal I Pass in Mehachal. So you have all the Gemaras in Megillah where Pasach La Pischal I Pass in Mehachal, Pasach La Pischal, and so on. It says Tachas Anat Sotzial Baroish Tachas Sotzial Das Voy LaShem LaShem V'Dorish Chosam. In other words, a new Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mezgala, that's Mikra Megillah. The Megillah is a Gila B'Shem. What Shem? V'hine. Baramban b'akdamos ha-Torah kosa bo'erech. Shekol ha-Torah kulo shmoysa sh-HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hari the kol shem Mezgala divet Torah hu kiyim de Gila shmoy. So the Ramban says Torah is all Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost by definition. So anytime there's a gilui of Torah, there is a gilui of a Shem Hashem. Next paragraph. Udakeinim is by hatev oime gilui zeh. Shel v'hoyash l'Hashem l'Shem. Zumikr Megillah. This kan nischadish. The madakol ha-Torah kula Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. nizgala gam b'mokom shenira shemufkem shash gilda teira, de mekom akoyim motzi liskayim by shmo yisparach. So the pasuk is telling you, there's a new gili of Hashem in a place that wasn't. Torah covers everything that was open, apparent, that was to be Torah. And all of a sudden, v'hoyel Hashem l'shem, there was a new place in the Bria that hadn't had Shem Hashem, and that was the Skalot. U'mehai taima lo niska shmoy shakashboch begila, she'ika gilu hu deheche delekas kashmoy yisparach, shom gufo chalashmoy yisparach, v'nasal kisva kodesh. And then he adds, he says over here that the gili over here is something which is a gili that even where there's no one mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there mitzad the klolis advar, not mitzad the protis advar. So there's no shame Hashem, but it's v'hoyel Hashem l'shem. The next page. Valdelse Isa Bigemara Divishal Ve'emis. He says that it's Miyuchad, Megillas Esther's Messiahes Lamita Shal Torah. Vilafia Mevua Hainish and Isgala be Megillas Oimek Torah be Dumir Torah Smaisha. And that's why it needs, it's parallel to Torah because there's a new Gili of Divir Torah and so on. He explains, I just want to make sure so we cover it. He explains in the next paragraph that the hashtag goydel his amsus to matrav esther shorcha chomim kosvuni ladeiris. So we asked before, why were they so intent on writing it down as a sefer? Mela, they wanted to keep the kriyas hamigila and the matanas and the neis and the zikaron. I understand, but why kosvuni ladeiris? The hine, the hod et starach chachamim sheisol et sifu biuroi, the chitachon shetores chachamim, the echdon shel chachamim. I don't let me pass. What? Yeah. Leisaso, tikva betoira beoifin shuroch hakodesh shebetoira mesechs et sifu al dech chachamim. We still live a shemaim he, umikol makom teifus teikav anes. So he says, so here the etzem kabbalah of it is the fact that divrei chachamim became a dvar Hashem is something that belongs to it. I want to talk a little bit again. I'm going to talk outside so to make it easier. He adds over here that the gilui of Torah in Divrei Chachamim is yonik from that same place. In other words, when a Navi comes along and says Kriyam Hashem, he's quoting. When I'm arguing with him, we're arguing, I'm saying what my sechel says, which is Teva, he's saying what his sechel says, which is Teva. And in the Elu ve'elu, it's Divrei Elokim Chayim. How did it become Divrei Elokim Chayim? I'm saying what I think, and he says what he thinks. Will it become? The answer is Torah Shebaal Peh it has that same type of gilui, that it's something which is it's each piece in itself is not Shem Hashem, and in the cloliest of it, it is Shem Hashem, and that's where you have this extraordinary ability that Chachamim could be Moses on the Torah. And it has a Shem Torah and not a Shem Chacham on it. And if you take a look at the Gemara they quote, it says, I mean, this is Gemara quoting. She said, Kosvun the Dairis. They said, no, there's no remez. It says, Shilashim Ksiv Rebeim Loiksiv. And then they found a Pasik. And Mikoyach the Pasik, they were able to be Machl this also as well. I want to talk about. Things he doesn't say here, but I just will add to it. I think that is important. It says, first of all, it says that three times they will, you know, they have psukim to say that three times there'll be a giluim of mechikas amalek, mechikas amalek, not a fourth time. And then they found a remez that there'll be a fourth time. So three times the Torah speaks about it, the fourth time not. Valedavahu, it says shileshim three times and not rebeim. The problem was 3 verses 4. What's the 3 verses 4? Where's the transition? I want to say in a kud, I think it's in. We pass in chazak is 3 times. So when a person does something 3 times, when any phenomenon happens 3 times, we pass in at the 3rd time, it's now a chazakah. So l'chura, what happens is each time that the shor gored the other shor, there was a ri of dam. All of these things that create chazakas. You find your bugs in the salad, whatever's relevant to you. So you have 3 times chazaka. So the first time, what do I have over here? It happened once. The second time, I have it happen a second time. The 3rd time, I have a picture of it happening the 3rd time, and I have a gilui that it's much bigger than that. In other words, the 3rd time stops being a mikra and starts becoming more than that. Everyone speaks about Amalek being Asher Karcha and so on, mikra and so on. The problem, so we tend to think of it, they say that I have a Gevalik of Moifus of my Rebbe, and they say, well, it's not a Moifus, it's a trick. And that's how we understand it. We take it that way. The real pshat is, Mikrim will never, ever be Megala mitzad the Metzias itself. So if a plane crashes, there is nothing about that crash that tells me that the plane is not safe. And each and every one is a mikra. But when you see the tziruf of mikrim, when you see more than the prat, it's in the cloud. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's biggest midah is koil yochel v'koil lom yachat. Afilo hochi, it says, he's koil all them beskira achas. It means that there is one gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pratim, and there's another gili of Beskira Achas. It's extraordinary. Let's understand what that means. On Rosh Hashanah, every single person has a Yom HaDin. And what Reuven did, he's held accountable for, what Shimon did, and what Levi did. Everyone gets his own din. And that's true. And yet, in the big picture, there's a whole nother story. The whole Bria itself is Nidon as a Klal Kuloi. So each person goes in Yochad Yochad Ladin, Vafilach in Iskar and Beskira Achas. The Gili of each Prat happens from Pesach through Sukkot. All the Inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, each Maisa Neis was a Maisa Neis, and particular, and so on. Purim was a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to be seen more than in the Pratim, you see it in the Klal. And that's how we got a picture that in none of the Pratim can you see anything. There is no Shem Hashem in any one Pratim Megillah. And yet, when you mitzaref the entire Megillah, it's a new Gili of Shem Hashem. The 4th time that it was Nisgala means there was a Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the Klal Yisadava rather than just the Pratim. It's something that, when people are impatient, they keep looking for this moifus, this nace, this thing, that thing. Good, it's good, it's a chizik. But the real question is, where is it all going to? Where is it coming from? What's been happening in the big picture? And the gilui that we're zeicha to on a Purim is able to each kafi his, to look and say, in the big picture, where are things been going? What's happening on a pratzim and a kalastik level? And that's me end the Torah Losed Lovo. The Losed Lovo, I once said, I think it's Emes, it says by Daniel, he told him, Ksoiv b'seifa v'chasoim, write it down in the safe of the Kates and seal it. And chasoim means seal it. No one's going to be able to understand it. So what's the point of writing it down? It's like, a Rebbe wore golden shoes. but it was muddy and this and that, so they put on really heavy galoshes on it that shouldn't get affected by any mud. So what's the point of wearing the golden shoes? You know, we're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu was putting down and bechaysim it. Don't let anybody see it. The answer is, right now with the eyes we have, no one can understand it and no one can see it. Lasid lavai, with the glasses we'll have then, it's not going to be chasim anymore. It's chasim because today we have no perspective to see it in. Lasid lavo, this is going to be our perspective. This is what we'll understand. And the shayrish of it is Megillas Esther, where that type of Torah begins to be mayor in the world.
Isn't it Mechorai? The Pshat of Majin Hashem Tav Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll understand afterwards?
Good, yeah. The Rechlan Sefer says that, yeah, the Mechorai, I understand afterwards. Good. Good, Sir Shem, yes.
The Savlonis is the Iker is being taught by Gilles Esther. Esther kept on talking about tomorrow.
But you know what?
Be patient.
But you know what? Savlonis means that, you know, you suffered for 10 years and then it'll come. Here the pshat is you'll understand that every part of it was important. The normal savlanis you say is like, yes, it's taking forever to cook the soup, but it'll be ready. But when you understand each part of it, then
savlanis and extracting. So I'm going to be patient and extract.
Correct, but each piece, each piece l'mafreya will become
part of the puzzle.
Yeah, and that's when you'll understand.
Remember, just go again, just give a synopsis as to what was the kasha and what was the parish.
So he's coming off from a previous one. His is the main point from previous. He bought eyes previously that the ikka paid that the ikka back and forth was that Klal Yisrael were being mechadish a new safer. Besides the new Megillah, the ikka problem was a new chelak of kisvei kodesh, and the hada kiblua stems from that. That because they got a new sefer, they needed a new Kabbalah on all of Torah. That's his sort of starting point.
Is it kasha or is it just
he had some kasha before, but his point was, well, why would that be? Why would being Mekabbalah another sefer be mechayiv a new Kabbalah start and everything? What changed? And his point was, it wasn't an addition; it was a whole new layer that covers everything. Now you can go back to all of it. And there's another floor on top of everything, under everything, whatever you want to call it. That's the main nekuda. And it's explaining what that is exactly. A gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through any particular detail, not through an intervention, not through breaking through Teva, but the sefer of Teva itself is a gilui.
Why do we only get that now, or at that stage, not earlier?